The ancient bear on Mount Schlenja. A lonely ancient stone bear lives atop the tall and mysterious Mount Schlenja. For 3,000 years, and probably longer, it has been seen as a very special place, as the mountain is surrounded by nothing but flat land. Thousands of years ago, it was a place where people worshipped the sun. Some ancient artist decided to build a stone bear up there, and so she stands to this day. A second bear stands guard at the bottom of the mountain. Oh, the stories they could tell. The bear is not quite related to the ancient sun worshippers. It is of Celtic origin, probably the Boii tribe of the Iron Age, and it probably represents the bear goddess Artu. She sleeps in the winter and awakens come spring. She transforms into a bear and can ascend to heaven to become a constellation. Artu is compared to the Greek goddess Artemis, goddess of the wilderness, and the Roman goddess Diana, sometimes seen as the huntress, goddess of the moon and the underworld. At the end of third grade, when school still seemed fun, the teachers decided to entertain themselves by putting up a play, which I found pretty scary. But somehow I ended up being the bear, and my parents made me a bear mask. I was so stressed out, I forgot to pull it over my face, though I still looked very nice. If I remember correctly, I think I only had one line, and I only remember the second part. Roar! Roar! It is hard to be a simple child in a world of mystery and adventure. My earliest adventures took me on little walks along trail tracks. I explored spiderweb-filled bunkers, still standing there after the war. Followed well-worn, grassy paths with Budris, a cheerful and very noble and beautiful dog. Mount Schlenja and Artio were always right there, softly covered in mist and mystery at the horizon. And here, for the sake of completion, is a blooper I made while re-recording the poem. If I remember correctly, I think I only had one line, and I only remember the second part.